are back for the last half hour of Talk Back. I'm Cynthia Georgina.
And I'm David Richards.
And our phone number is 357-1290. Good morning. You're on Talk Back.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you for taking my call. We have a big event coming up next week, and I'm looking forward to it. It's Pumpkin Festival.
Okay.
It's my first Pumpkin Festival. I've never been to that. I wanted to let the community know that there's going to be another event on Sunday. It's called Freaking Fest.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be...
That's on the 17th?
It's on the 17th.
Yes, okay. Yep.
And there's going to be a different component to that. And I thought that was really important to have. It's going to be a public forum. And I wanted... I was going to be a moderator and a panel discussion about ideas of liberty, about activism occurring throughout the New England region and throughout the country. And I'm going to have a question and answer session.
Where is it going on?
It's going to be happening coinciding with the Freaking Fest.
Right. And, I mean, just anywhere downtown, or is there a place where people can go if they want to see this?
Well, it'll be in the Railroad Square. In Railroad Square. It'll just be kind of to the side. We're going to have tables set up and have a microphone, so hopefully we have enough, mm-hmm. and have some chairs set out so we can have an audience. And so I felt that was really important because I don't like a lot of this strife, and I feel bad that a lot of people that they're very well-meaning about, like, their message and everything, but they sometimes are not able to articulate it, you know,
right.
the best way. And so I just wanted it to be a venue to where people can vent out their frustrations and ask questions and have a good dialogue.
So what's going on at Keen... Freaking Fest. Are you going to have music or you know, craft sales or whatever?
Yeah, it'll be it's an outreach event, and people, they come out if they feel inspired to it. Some people will be doing charity events. There'll be the 109th Shelter will be out there. I mean, other people will be selling, like, handmade or homemade crafts, maybe selling food for charity, giving out literature. It's pretty much, it's open to anyone. There's no exclusivity about it. Anybody is more than welcome to come, and there's no, you know, nobody is trying to say who can or cannot go to it, you know?
Okay. All right.
I mean, so.
So it's good, but everybody will be all tired out from the Pumpkin Fest, but good luck. Probably they'll come anyway, but.
Oh, is that what happens?
What?
Everyone gets so tired from the Pumpkin Festival, they all stay at home.
It's all the good food.
Right.
Like Thanksgiving. Well, thank you for
taking my call. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Are they having fireworks at the Pumpkin Fest this year?
I assume so.
I don't know.
I mean, we always just vote on those things so quickly that I don't specifically
I don't remember hearing it. 357-1290, good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, my question is...
Turn your radio down.
Yes. My question is, do the Free Staters have to pay a fee to sell things down there?
I don't know.
Okay. This is, in other words, anybody.
I don't know. I don't know. I know at Pumpkin Fest they do, because it's taken over by Center Stage Keene, and they pay for a space for Center Stage Keene. I don't know.
I believe you do need to have some kind of license. I mean, we have the Hawker Peddler license for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I understand.
And there's
I
a fee for tables to be outside. I think if you're actually selling something, you at least have to, if you're a nonprofit, you have to say that I'm a 501(c) or
right.
whatever and get the permit.
Don't know. But.
See, all I wanted the answer out over the air, because
okay.
I know the answer, okay?
Okay.
All right? And I just would like other people to know the answer.
All righty.
All right.
Thank
See,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thirdly, the Free State Project Movement, call it Free Keen, whatever name or term they're using, has not and has refused to get a permit. Since it started doing this several years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, perhaps. And to the best of my knowledge, the city has never enforced it against them, while they do enforce it against everybody else. So I'm not quite sure how that works.
357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam with Free Keen. So I think one of the major problems with society today is people like Fred getting on the air and hinting at calling for slave-on-slave violence. I mean, this is how the one of the main mechanisms that the government uses to control the masses. They know that they can't depend on, they can't themselves control the entire population, but if they can just get enough of the people to jump through all of the hoops that they put up for them, then naturally what tends to occur is what's called slave-on-slave violence, where one slave gets mad because they all have to jump through all the hoops, and they have to pay all their taxes, and they have to, you know, abide by all the regulations and the inspections and this and that and the other thing. So when they see someone else living free and having the courage to actually stand up and say, no, what you're doing is wrong, they actually call for violence against their fellow person there in the community and call for the government to come in and crack down. And so, you know, that's really, it's kind of like a Stockholm syndrome. People get taken hostage by people who are abusing them and extracting their wealth, and then they end up feeling like it's a good thing and that everyone else should be abused and have their wealth extracted in the same manner. But I'm calling to ask you guys, have you heard about the couple out in Concord who was associated with Oath Keepers, and DCYF came in and stole their baby from them that was 16 hours old?
Well, I read that they took the baby from the hospital, and that it was because the father has had a record of beating on the mother and her children from a previous relationship.
Well, that's not actually true. They made that up. There's an ex-husband who was not around, who has a restraining order, which the police have really failed to do anything about. The second father, what they cited was the fact that he was part of Oath Keepers, and they called it a militia, even though it's not. And he's not actually an Oath Keeper. He's just a supporter of Oath Keepers who helped organize the meetings. So this is likely a result of the federal fusion centers, federal money at work here. And she has a concealed carry permit because of her ex-husband making threats against
He's not her ex-husband. She's still married to him.
No, this is what the media does to skew the story. I mean, what did WMUR last night put a story out about this? You know what their headline was? FBI runs a bomb sweep at hospital. So they're not interested in reporting the story. The story here is that this family has been lied about, and the DCYF, they basically set these people up. She had a concealed carry permit. She's 8 months pregnant. She goes to pick up her new husband, the father of this child, and
from surgery,
and has her gun in her computer bag. When they get home, there's six cop cars waiting in their driveway, and they go and arrest him because she didn't have the gun on her. Well, she's in a maternity dress. And so then they say, oh, well, you've got gun charges. Now we're going to take your kid. And that's pretty much what they did. What are your thoughts about this? I mean, is this an example of government working for the people?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know the story, and therefore, I mean, all I know is what I read in the Union Leader this morning, but I don't know the story, so I can't comment on it.
Okay.
Okay. But
thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.